Recently, popular conservative host Tucker Carlson introduced Mr. Viktor Orban to his audience. Mr. Orban is the Prime Minister of Hungary, one of the three Central European countries giving leftist totalitarians in the European Union a run for their money, at least when it comes to the Union's multicultural agenda. Viktor Orban comes across in an interview with Tucker Carlson, that is, as a very well-spoken, stable, and highly intelligent leader who doesn't shy away from sharing his views on the left's insane rush to destroy whatever's left of Western civilization. We find out in this interview that, unshockingly, the communist far left and the anti-Semitic far right had joined forces against him. Yes, that's happened. Mirroring, in a way, the opposition against Donald Trump here in the United States and how he managed, meaning Donald Trump, to unite the strangest of bedfellows in their hatred of him personally and his pro-America vision. Now, much can be said about Mr. Orban, who has been a pro-American ally, really, since the 1980s, when he was a vocal opponent of the communist regime at the time. He's a strong proponent of economic freedom, also known as free market economy. He's pro-family, pro-Christian, and he's definitely opposed to allowing Islamic invaders into his country. The best the left can do in their attempt to character assassinate him is to groundlessly accuse him of being a, you guessed it, fascist. The best global jihad can do is label him as an Islamophobe, which is what they do at everyone who doesn't submit to their agenda, so really, nothing new to see here. But Viktor Orban isn't the only European conservative prime minister the world needs to know about. Meet Sebastian Kurz, the Chancellor of Austria. Mr. Kurz is the youngest head of state in the European Union and has been called a political wunderkind by friend and foe alike. Not unlike Mr. Orban, Sebastian Kurz has emerged as a strong Austria First leader who has openly endorsed Austrian traditional culture. He opposes the aggressive LGBTQ agenda and even had the balls to start shutting down mosques while kicking out imams who have had proven ties to jihad. By the way, pretty much all mosques have ties with jihad. The tricky part is to actually prove those, because we are a nation of laws. So unlike the barbarians in Muslim countries, we can't just start throwing people out. This could never happen. So the great task and the great challenge of Western countries is that they have to prove the crime and then deal with the perpetrators. Back to Sebastian Kurz. Well, Mr. Kurz is definitely a major Islamophobe, if you ask the jihadis. Now let's hear him in his own words. This is a quote. "The EU must focus much more strongly on the problem of political Islam in the future," Kurz told the German daily Die Welt in an interview. "I hope we will see the end of this misunderstood tolerance and that all countries in Europe will finally realize how dangerous the ideology of political Islam is for our freedom and the European way of life. The EU must, with utmost determination and unity, wage a war against Islamic terror, but particularly against its political base, that is to say, political Islam." Let's go back and repeat this. The EU must, with utmost determination and unity, wage a war against Islamic terror. Can you imagine the American president saying that and what the media will do when they hear this? Yeah, exactly. So this is who Sebastian Kurz is. I mean, he's an amazing, amazing leader, and he is doing what anyone in his position could possibly do to dig Austria out of the hole that they've dug themselves in during many, many years of just lax attitude about Islam. Now, on this podcast, we've talked about Austria before, and I encourage you to listen to the episodes where we talked with Elizabeth Sabadich-Wolf. she's an activist, and she really has gone all the way to the end when it comes to fighting the system. So check out the podcast, Islamophobia.watch, on your favorite podcast platform. Now, back to Europe. These two leaders are great, but they're not really the only ones. There's another one, Geert Wilders. Really, even though he's last, he's probably the first when it comes to a European leader, conservative leader, who unashamedly has stood against Islam. If you haven't heard about Geert Wilders and you're wondering, is there anyone in Europe like Winston Churchill who will be willing and able to fight the enemy to the last? Yeah, there's such a guy. His name is Geert Wilders. He kind of trailblazed what we call today modern conservative, modern European conservatism, and particularly the stand against immigration and Islam. You can call it political Islam, you can call it whatever you want. The bottom line is that Geert Wilders already, almost two decades ago, took the steps to take a stand against the out-of-control Muslim immigration and to speak out against it. And he has definitely been treated by the European leftist media and even governments in really the worst possible way. He produced a movie called Fitna, and that just kind of really threw him in the spotlight, in the international spotlight, because he had so many people angry. He basically cannot live in a normal life. He has to live in super under security. He has to live with 24/7 protection. His office in the Dutch parliament is in a special section of parliament. Yeah. That's because the religion of peace really likes to kill people who oppose him. So who are these people? Who are these European leaders? Are they defenders of Western civilization, or are they Islamophobes? Well, I think you know the answer to this question. It's a rhetorical question, and you wouldn't be listening to this podcast, and you wouldn't be following our website if you didn't think that Western civilization today needs and deserves defenders like this. But have you ever wondered why you never hear people like Viktor Orban, Sebastian Kurz, and Geert Wilders speak for themselves? Why aren't their voices being heard? Well, the reason is that the media will do anything. They'll do anything to prevent their voices of being heard. They don't want you to hear how eloquent, smart, intelligent, and compassionate they are. They don't want you to hear that they are just like us, the majority of people who want to live good, normal lives as law-abiding citizens, who want to deal with the threat of Islam because Islam has proven itself to be a threat, and they want to restore law and order in our countries. Thanks for listening, and thank you for your support for what we do.